You are listening to a replay of Sunday, October 16th's Sunday service with a message from Pastor Ripley on You Can't Give Up Now and worship music by the kids' worship team.
You know, when I was a kid, my sister and I, we had this place that we called our safety zone, our hiding place. And you know what it was? It was a sandbox. And we had a little hobby farm, and we had these animals, and how many know geese can be vicious? Well, this one time, these geese started chasing us, and you know where we ran? Straight to the sandbox. And these geese are getting closer and closer, and all of a sudden, I hear this yelling, and it's my dad running. You know, he saw the geese were coming after us. He's got a stick in his hand, and he just bats them away and didn't kill them, just kind of got them out of our way. And you know, that sandbox was a place we trusted because we ran there and help came. Well, the Lord says in His Word that He is our hiding place. In Psalm 32, verse 7, it says, "You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble, and you surround me with songs of deliverance." Hallelujah. "I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Do not be like the horse and mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, for they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love," chesed in the Hebrew, chesed, His unfailing love, covenantal love, a covenant that was signed by the blood of Jesus Christ. He surrounds the one who trusts Him. "Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing all you who are upright in heart." He is our hiding place. So when you face issues and you don't know what to do, you can run to Him. Let's pray. Well, God, we bless you and praise you. We thank you that you are faithful. You're faithful to the covenant that you have with your people. You are our hiding place. We thank you, Lord, that we can dwell in you. We thank you, Lord, that you are with us and you will lead us. Father, I just want to pray for Allie today. I pray, Lord, that she would more than ever in her time know that you are with her, and that she can hide in you. I pray, Lord, for those that might be struggling today who need a touch from you, that you would touch them and draw them close to you, and they would feel safe. So, Lord, we thank you for this worship team. We pray that you would use them for your glory. We thank you, Lord, for what's ahead, for what you will do with your Spirit, in your Spirit, through your Spirit, through us, through your people today. We bless you, and we thank you, Lord God, for you are good. We bless you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, everyone. Can you please stand, and let's worship Jesus.
There's revival and it's spreading like a wildfire in my heart. Sunday morning, hallelujah, and it's lasting. mountains that I can't climb. Ooh, with me, you'll never leave me. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. I've got an old church choir singing in my soul. I've got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing cause I've been restored.
you, Jesus.
Sound that saved a wretch like with wonder, awestruck wonder, at the mention of your so
best preparation for tomorrow is doing your best today. That's what I felt Jesus say to me this week. And his love guides us as our faithful Father, and he is our anchor. And we thank you, Jesus, for being our provider. And you are in our Holy Spirit within us all, and we love you, Jesus. And I felt the Lord say to me, Psalm 34:1 today. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Amen. Thank you. Let's show our appreciation one more time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a future we have. What a future we have. As we look at these young people singing unto the Lord and magnifying His holy name, it touches our hearts. When we see the little, I shouldn't say the little ones, because it's not the little ones anymore. They've grown up before our very eyes. If you have your Bibles this morning, I'd like you to turn with me to 2 Timothy. And we're preaching through the Bible. We're now in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 10. And I want to share something this morning that probably won't relate to you at all. The title of my message is, You Can't Give Up Now. You can't give up now. I'm getting a bit of an echo here in the... Maybe that's a good thing, good thing, good thing, good thing. Everything I say, will be repeated. You can't give up now. You know, it's so easy to quit, isn't it? So easy to throw in the towel. And I don't know if you've ever said this before. I know I have. I'm not doing that again. And yet the Lord calls us back to doing it. Whether it's prayer, whether it's seeking God's face, witnessing, sharing our faith. Whatever the Lord puts on our heart, sometimes things get difficult. And we don't always get the results that we want. How many know that's true in life? Come on, how many know what I'm talking about this morning? We don't always get the results that we want. Sometimes we pray about something and, you know, it's not answered in the way we would like. But how many know God always has a plan? God always has a plan. And that's what I want to thank God for this morning. His wonderful plan for your life and for my life and for this church. Can somebody praise him this morning for the plan that he has and is unfolding before our very eyes? You know, I think about the radio station. I got a letter from a lady last week. She said she started listening to the radio station in Coquitlam. And she sent a donation to encourage us in Coquitlam. How many would have thought that the radio station would go all the way to Coquitlam? Well, I got another email from a man in California last week, saying he wanted to thank God for the radio station. He gave his address and everything, living in California. Well, I don't know. I'm just at awe of what God is doing. People's lives that are being touched. And those do not include those who have not written in and said that the blessing of listening to the devotionals, to the different programs, and how God is blessing them and ministering to them in the name of Jesus. So we can't give up. We have to continue to press in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you this morning for the work of the Holy Spirit. I pray today, Lord, as this message is delivered, that you would touch hearts and lives today in the name of Jesus. I pray, O God, as these scriptures are read and ministered, that you would do a fresh work in every single individual in this house today. Lord, all those that are listening by radio today, Lord, that you would touch them and minister to them, Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I'm going to give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You can't give up now. If you forget everything that I say this morning, don't forget that. You can't give up now. Verse number 10 of 2 Timothy chapter 3. Here, Paul's speaking his charge to Timothy as a young pastor. You, however, I know all about, you know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose. You know, Paul lived a very transparent life. People could see how he lived out his Christianity. He wasn't a secret disciple living in a cave. He was out there among the people, letting them see how he was living for Jesus. Hallelujah. And this is what he wanted them to know. My way of life. My purpose. Faith. Patience. Love. Endurance. Persecutions. Sufferings. Doesn't sound like too exciting a life, does it? There's a couple of words that I want to bring out this morning from this list. And that is the word patience and endurance. Patience and endurance. He says, what kinds of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, Lystra? The persecutions that I endured. You know, there's some things in life that you just have to endure. How many know that's true? You pray like Paul did and you say, Lord, take it away from me. Have you ever prayed that prayer? I have. Lord, just take it away from me. Take it away, Lord. Take it away. Or sometimes we pray for other people that way. Lord, just take it away. That affliction, take it away from them, Lord. Take it away from them, Lord. Paul prayed three times that the thorn in the flesh would be taken away from him. Can you imagine? He prayed once. He prayed twice. He prayed three times that this would leave him. But Jesus said, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is made perfect. My power is made perfect in your weakness. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes things don't leave us. We have to endure them. How many know what I'm talking about? This has got nothing to do with the devil this morning. Are you hearing me? God allows certain things in our lives to continue for a purpose. It's part of his plan. Hallelujah. Oh, can you praise him one more time for his plan? Hallelujah. You know, when you're going through it, there's not a lot of praising going on. And as Pastor Raff preached last week, maybe not a lot of thanksgiving going on. But God is saying, I'm not going to take it from you. I'm going to give you the strength to endure it. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Can somebody say hallelujah for that? Hallelujah. Not everything is the devil. Can I say that this morning? Not everything is the devil. We need discernment to know that which is of God, that which is of the flesh, and that which is of Satan. We need the discernment to know. When God is doing a work and he's allowing us to endure something for a divine, holy purpose. Paul says, I'm going to thank God for my weaknesses. I'm going to thank God for those afflictions. For when I am weak, that is when I experience the mighty power of God. Hallelujah. That is when I begin to understand the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That in the midst of it all, God causes me to be victorious. Hallelujah. Even in the midst of enduring something. Hallelujah. Notice what it says in this verse. What kinds of things happen to me? What kinds of things happen to me? How many know all kinds of things happen to Christians? That doesn't mean that they're living in sin. It means that God is doing a work. I mean, if everything was just smooth sailing all the time. You know what I'm talking about? You go out fishing, you just put your hook in for a second, and bam, a big one hits. And you pull it out, and you put your hook in again, and bam, another one takes hold of you. And you just pull it in. And you just keep doing that all day until you reach your limit, and then you go beyond your limit because it's such a blessing. You go home and you open up the mailbox and someone's given you $10,000, no questions asked. Everything you touch turns to gold. Except your wife. You know, everything is just coming up flowers. There's no heartaches. It's just one big blessing after another. Hallelujah. You know what would happen to us if that took place? We'd start to think that somehow there's something special about us. Right? We'd start to think, just like the Israelites did, that somehow they had the wisdom, or this was happening because, you know, God somehow thinks you're someone special, you know, someone just beyond everybody else. And you might just take a little credit for all the good things that are happening to you. No. Friends, let me tell you, God has to allow us to go through some hardships. There's got to be some difficulties in life so that God can purify us. Hallelujah. So God can shape us into the very image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You are who you are today because of your response to hardship, difficulty, and testings. Are you hearing me? You are where you are today spiritually because of how you responded to difficulties, testings, and trials in your life. Some people get bitter. Other people get better. Hallelujah. Notice it says here in the latter portion of verse 11, the persecutions I endured. That's right. Some people get a little persecuted and they give up on God. Others see it as a challenge and press in. Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful news? Don't give up. Even if you have to endure. Even if things don't work out the way you thought. Don't give up if God doesn't answer your prayer the way you thought He was going to answer it. Don't give up. Keep on keeping on. Hallelujah. Take hold of God. Praise the Lord and say to the Lord, I'm not letting go, God. I'm not letting go. And you know, sometimes that's all you can do. Things get so crazy. And everything seems to be falling apart. And the wheels are coming off. Really, that's all you can do is take hold of the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ and say, I'm not letting go, Lord. If you have to drag me through this, it doesn't matter. I'm not letting go of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bring me through. Go over to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. I just want to look at one verse this morning. Now, there's a lot of similarity between the word endurance and perseverance. And if there's ever a time that we need to persevere as believers, it's now. Are you hearing me? As I said, things have become so confusing all around us. Everything swirling around us. And we don't understand it all. But in the midst of it, we need to persevere. And we have this verse 36. Now I want to give a little context to this verse. Because this verse was written to a group of people that were suffering persecution. Some of them were put in prison. Some of them had their property confiscated. All their possessions taken from them. You know, we don't know what's going to happen in the months ahead. We were all here on Wednesday night and we saw that film on digital ID. We saw not what is going to happen, but what is presently happening. how the government will eventually know everything about you if they already don't know. Every movement that you make, they're going to know about it. Maybe there'll come a time where the church will be severely persecuted, where your life will never be the same. All the freedoms that you enjoy now, maybe at one point in time, they will be taken from us. We've already experienced that to some degree. And so, when these things begin to happen, it's easy to give up. It's not working. I've had people say that to me before. They said, you know what? I gave my heart to the Lord. It's not working. I came to 3 services and 2 Bible studies, and it's not working. Come on, it's true, isn't it? They want God just to fix everything for them. God is not going to fix everything. He wants to fix us. He's more concerned about what's happening inside of us than what's happening outside. He's more concerned about what's happening in our hearts, deep in our spirits. You say, Pastor, I'm not interested. You know, I had a person say that to me one time when I was first pastoring. I was sharing that with Pastor Raff. We started prayer meetings in the church. I was, 28 years old when I was pastoring that church in Lockport, Nova Scotia. And this guy came to me and I said, why don't you come to the prayer meeting? He says, I'm not interested in that. I said, well, why not? He said, I don't want to come and pray because I know if I come and pray, I'm going to get under the attack of the enemy and Satan is going to come against me. So I just want to remain neutral. Just call me Mr. Switzerland. Friends, God will not allow us to remain neutral. He's going to keep pressing. He's going to keep working. He's going to try everything that's possible within his means to get us into that place where he can use us. He can flow through us. He can know us. We can reach out to him. Hallelujah. Look what it says here in verse 36. In the midst of it all, they were being put in prison. They were having their what they had confiscated. And this is what he says. You need to persevere, so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. A new car? A double-garaged house? More money in the bank? No. Heaven. Heaven is our inheritance. Do you remember heaven? Some of us are going there soon. I don't know how soon, but soon we're going to heaven. Hallelujah. Someone should be shouting this morning. We are going to heaven. That's our inheritance. For some, that's a downer. But friends, it's not. We have a great inheritance in Christ. We have a place that he is preparing for us. Praise the Lord. Someone said to me the other day, I want to go to heaven. I said, I can arrange that. You need to persevere. Here's the word this morning. If you forget everything, don't give up. Don't give up. Endure and persevere. persevere. That's what I want you to remember this morning when you leave this house. When you get up tomorrow morning, I want you to remember, don't give up, endure, and persevere. Hallelujah. I don't care what hell throws at you, what demons throw at you. You're not giving up. Hallelujah. You're going to press through to victory. You're going to go all the way with God. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't want any lukewarmness in this house. We want the fire of the Holy Spirit to burn. This house is no place for lukewarmness. And here's the interesting thing. You know, you pray for something, and then later, you say, you know what? I'm so glad God didn't answer that prayer. How many of you, come on, be honest. I have had that happen to me so many times. I am so thankful God didn't answer that prayer. He had something better for me. Glory to God. He had something more awesome for me. Praise the name of Jesus. One last verse, and I'm going to close. And it's found in James chapter 1. Verse 4. How many know there's verses that you'd just like to skip over? There's lots of verses that you just like to skip over. Right? That's why it's good to read the whole Bible. Not just your favorite verses. Because you can miss out on a gem that can really minister in your life. And I like this verse. Let perseverance finish its work. My wife says I have an evil laugh. Let perseverance finish its work. In other words, you're going to have to persevere until God's work is completed in your life. Whatever God's up to, you're going to have to persevere until that work is completed in the name of Jesus. So if you give up now, you're going to miss out. If you decide to quit, you're going to miss out. If you decide to throw in the towel, you're going to miss out. If you decide this is too much, Lord, this is too much. How many know God is not going to allow us to be tempted beyond what we are able to bear? But with the temptation, He will make a way of escape. Come on, somebody. God will not allow us to be tested and tempted beyond what we are able to bear. Sounds like a song. I don't know which one. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature. That's what God's after, isn't He? Not just to give us a good ride. Anyone here ever been to Disneyland? Yeah, I've been to Disneyland in Florida. And I went on this ride with this guy. What was it called anyway? Something Mountain? Space Mountain, yeah. I didn't really check out, but I noticed some of the signs said, you know, if you have high blood pressure or you're on some sort of medication, you should avoid this ride. You know, and my dad was ahead of me at that time. He was still alive, and I'm thinking he should not be on this ride. But anyway, we got up there, way, way up Space Mountain. And of course, there's no lights. It's all darkness. And you climb quite a ways. You're way, way up in the mountain. And you get into this little contraption, and they lock you in so you can't get out. And then, boom, they let you go. And you're just flying. I mean, you're just like on a plane flying downwards. It's just propelled by speed. And I remember as I was flying through the darkness, you know, I thought, what did I get myself into? Have you ever said that to yourself? Lord, what have I got myself into, Lord? How is this ever going to end? And I remember finally coming to the end of the ride, and I stepped out of the little space capsule, and the guy ahead of me looked at me like, you know, a deer in the headlights, and he said to me, I remember this so clearly, he said, that was the ride of my life. And sometimes that's the way it is when you serve Jesus. God takes you up, up, up high into the mountain, and you're just flying through the air, and you don't know what's going to happen, but God has a plan. Hallelujah. And if you'll just trust Him and persevere and endure and not give up, hallelujah, you're going to see the wonderful plan that He has for your life. You're going to see how God is going to release the miraculous in your life. He's going to do things that you never dreamt possible. God is going to show up. Glory to God. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. You know, you can get to that point, and I'm concluding here, you can get to that point where you're totally complete in Christ. Totally complete in the Lord. Are you hearing me? Doesn't mean you don't have any needs anymore. But you've come to trust Him in all things. And you know somehow God's going to work it out. Praise the Lord. You don't know how He's going to do it. You don't know exactly how He's going to do it. He hasn't shown you a lot right now. But you know without a shadow of a doubt that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to His purpose in the name of Jesus. And so you're at rest, complete, not lacking anything in Christ. Will you bow your heads this morning? Father, I thank You today that You have called us to endure. Lord, we can't give up now. We have to endure. We have to persevere. In the name of Jesus. And maybe you're here this morning or you're listening by radio and you're broken because things have not worked out. You've been so disappointed. But let me tell you, God has not forsaken you. He's in your corner. This is an opportunity to trust Him that he knows the end from the beginning to the end. He knows what's best for you. You just have to follow him step by step in the name of Jesus. So this is, Lord, what I want your people to remember. Don't give up. Don't give up. Endure and persevere. As every head is bowed, no one is looking around. How many here would say, Pastor David, I need prayer. I'm going through something. Yes. 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 How many others here, you're going through something? Yes, you need prayer this morning. You're going through something. Is there anyone else? There's been a lot of hands go up. Yes. A lot of hands have gone up. Yes, yes, yes. You're going through something. You need prayer. The prayer of faith to strengthen. Anyone else that would slip up their hand and just say, I need prayer this morning. I need God to move upon my life, to strengthen me. I'm going through something. I'm going through something. Is there anyone else? As I've seen all these hands go up today, this is an opportunity to see the Holy Spirit at work. Father, I pray for every hand that went up this morning, Lord, that you would just do that work in the name of Jesus. In every heart today. In Jesus' name. I'm going to invite you to stand this morning. I'm going to invite every person that raised their hand just to step out from that pew or that chair and just come forward. We're going to pray for you this morning before we leave this place. Just come. All those that lifted their hand, just come and form a line across the front. We want to thank those that have been listening by radio. We pray that if you have any needs, you can call the church and the Holy Spirit can minister. So God bless you this morning.
Thank you for tuning into our service. We'd love to see you next Sunday at Grace Christian Fellowship. God bless.